Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
This is the Michael Van Tol Show. Thanks for getting up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tol Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. She'll be coming up in about 25 minutes. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, lifestyle editor, podcaster, speaker, and author. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
And I guess we'll have to give the rest of the team time to jump on this morning. So it's you and me as part of the team, Kimberly. So how are you this morning?
I am great. How are you, Michael?
Great. I could not get out of the office yesterday. And so how was the back-to-school rally? I really missed it at Franklin
yes,
Wright.
Yes, you missed a treat. Thank you for bringing that up. Franklin yes. Wright, their annual back-to-school backpack giveaway, fun day. We had talented kids that came. We had dedicated community servants. There was a rock climbing wall. There was a video game. Mobile truck where kids could get on and play video games. They had a petting farm. There were food trucks with burritos and tacos and all
oh,
kinds
no.
of
wow.
yummy, goody stuff. They had a bouncy house. It might have been two bouncy houses. And it was really great to see the community come out, to see kids being able to be kids, to be able to participate, and just have a good time while we're still going through COVID. Yes, the gift that keeps on giving. But knowing that things are starting to return to normal, most kids are going to be back in school in person. And so for Franklin Wright to be able to provide backpacks with school supplies to kids was an amazing blessing to the community. And I'm so happy to be a part of the board and to be able to have attended. Our president and CEO, Ms. Monique Marks, is just a wonderful gem to our community. And just the work between her, her staff, the volunteers, and the board is just phenomenal of what they're
yes,
able to
do. And the smiles of the kids. And, you know,
yes.
we won't know for a while when these kids get older. Events like this are so important in their lives.
It's yes.
It makes such a difference. I remember stuff, field trips that I took when I was a kid, and you never forget it. And this was so important to treat kids with respect, and they're intelligent. These kids are intelligent.
Yes.
They see and hear everything. And but that sounds like it was a great event. Let's welcome prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, everyone. I miss you guys. And I'm just happy to be on this morning to hear your wonderful voices. And sounds like everyone is doing great.
Well, thank you so much.
Good
and
morning.
We're glad that you're here, too. And we miss you, too. And I know when, Evangelist, you're going to be nationally known. I'm telling you. it's coming. You know, we're talking about some of those big-time nationally known evangelists across the country and preachers, and you're headed there. I'm telling you, you are on the right track. God,
wow!
Has big,
now the preacher is prophesying.
He's got,
mm-hmm.
he's got big plans for you, Yes. All right.
I appreciate that encouragement. Thank you.
It's so early in the program for that now. Come on.
Stop running, Michael. You are doing great.
Okay. You know, Kimberly, I still think about the program on free will we did last week.
Yes.
And we might even touch back on that again today now that Evangelist Christie is here to get her viewpoints on it. Yeah, so we definitely have to do that today. All right. So Missionary Humphrey is coming up in about 20 minutes. Let me just mention a couple things before we move forward. Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, that's my attorney. If you need an attorney, call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990. And join the fight and make an impact in the fight against the blood cancers. Go to lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572. For the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Michigan. All right, we're going to hear a little bit from Benjamin Brothers Realty today, too. Of course, they are our newest sponsor of the Michael Van Tool Show, so we welcome information from Benjamin Brothers Realty. All right, speaking of Benjamin Brothers, we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
It's a member of this Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them, we find them and fix them, we find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them dripping with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
In the news this morning, many Californians fear the big one, but it might not be what you think. It's not an earthquake. It's a mega drought. And it's not a mega drought. It's actually the exact opposite, a mega flood. A new study by Science Advances shows climate change has already doubled the chances of a disastrous flood happening in California in the next four decades. And experts say it would be unlike anything anyone alive today has ever experienced. That's interesting. A precautionary boil water notice was issued to 13 communities in Metro Detroit Saturday after the largest water main in the Great Lakes system broke, causing a loss of pressure in the morning. The advisory initially covered 23 Metro Detroit communities Saturday morning, but was updated to only include 13 by Saturday afternoon. The advisory was lifted for many of the communities. Officials say that crews have identified the location of a leak of a 120-inch water transmission main that distributes finished drinking water from Lake Huron. According to Great Lakes Water Authority, an estimated 935,000 people were impacted as of Saturday morning. Officials are investigating the cause of the water main break. Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued a state of emergency and urged residents to boil water first before using, boiling it for at least 1 minute. It may take many days to repair the water main. A man rescued from the rubble of a collapsed tunnel in Rome has been accused of digging it as part of an elaborate movie-like plot to rob a bank. Local police said on Friday they suspected the man was part of a gang of four who allegedly planned to carry out the heist this weekend when the Italian capital would be relatively quiet due to a public holiday. The police press office told CNN that officers arrived at the collapsed tunnel on Thursday after receiving reports that a man was trapped under the rubble. Soon after they arrived, they arrested two more people trying to flee the area and then a fourth. Rescuers spent 8 hours freeing the trapped man who remains under medical observation in Rome and, of course, under police guard, too. Interesting. That sounds like a part of a movie. Here's an interesting story. In 2020, as the Black Lives Matter movement amplified calls for racial justice in the U.S. and beyond, a succession of corporate announcements signaled what appeared to be a watershed moment for the cosmetics industry. With multinationals pressured by the public to express support for racial equality, consumers were quick to highlight the inconsistency between companies, their public statements, and their continued promotion of creams, serums, and lotions promising to whiten skin. In response, several major skincare manufacturers pledged to revise their branding and product lines. Johnson & Johnson announced it would stop selling skin whitening products altogether in Asia and the Middle East. L'Oreal promised to remove words like whitening and fair from its ads. So did Unilever, which also bowed to growing pressure by renaming its controversial South Asian-focused brand Fair and Lovely to Glow and Lovely. Nivea also distanced itself from whitening and fair, telling Allure magazine that it was carrying out an in-depth review into its product offering and marketing approach. Last year, the German company told CNN that it had conducted a review and were taking extensive consumer research into account and would cease communications that do not embrace the complexions of our diverse consumer base. That's interesting. I did not know that that was a big problem across the world. I guess because here in the United States, they try not to use the word whitening of skin, but apparently in Asia, Africa, and in the Middle East, those companies are using the terms whitening and fair. You know what? I thought that many people were trying to look like us. And while many people are trying to look like us, there's a lot of people trying to lighten their skin too. So I don't know. This world is wrapped up in this color thing. All right, let's go to Kimberly. You got it.
All right. So good morning, everyone. I do have a feel good story, and may have heard this, I'm not sure if you have, but Stray Dog crashes couple's wedding and becomes part of their new family. For anyone who loves dogs, I love dogs. Dogs are just wonderful. Douglas Robert and Tamiris Muzzini were ready for their big day when they would commit to celebrating happily ever after together, but Tamiris didn't know there was someone else. As the blushing bride arrived at the church, she noticed a wedding crasher had come by, a stray blind dog that was mingling gently with the guests. Not putting paw nor tail out of place, the ceremony eventually commenced with the dog sitting down by the doorway to watch as if he knew what was happening. After it was all said and kissed, the beautiful couple made for the exit. That's when the dog suddenly became excited. when he greeted us at the end, he asked, take me home, Mazzini told the Dodo. They decided that in that very moment to make their happily ever after fit for three, adopting and naming the scrawny pooch Brea Caramello. And it is a beautiful picture. They were quoted as saying, "Scars abound suggest that his road to the door of the church that fateful day had not been an easy one, but that's all behind him now. So loving despite everything he's been through, he still believes in the goodness of people," Mazzini added. "He gives us hope." They're on Instagram if you want to take a look at it. It's a really nice video. She is in a full wedding dress. It was an actual church. And the gentleman, her husband, you know, it's a full wedding. And this dog just showed up to the door as if he said, "This is my family."
Nice,
they're getting married today. I'm on time. So they don't know it yet. But when they come out, we're going to be a family. So,
wow.
And I do have a scripture for us. And it is taken from Proverbs 17:17. "A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in a time of need."
That's nice. That's a nice feel-good story. That's a good story. I like that. I did see that on the news, and that's a perfect feel-good story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly. Evangelist?
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
That is a cool story. Although I'm not a dog person, that's still a really cool story. Well, I don't have much this morning. I thought about the scripture when I got up this morning, and it's found in Isaiah 41:10. And you can find similar words throughout the Bible. It just says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Many of us know about Isaiah, and they talk about how he's the eagle-eyed prophet, and he had many prophecies concerning God's people. And as we live our lives here in Michigan and just across the world, there is so much that is happening in the world. So I just wanted to encourage someone and tell you, you don't have to fear and don't be dismayed because God is with you. If you read further, it talks about the enemy of God's people and how they would perish, how they would be no more, those that contend with you, those that go back and forth with you, those that are disrespectful to you. And there's another scripture that says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." Because sometimes we want to take situations into our own hands.
Yep.
And we find ourselves in a worse circumstance than we would have been if we had just turned it over to the Lord. So fear not. There's so much happening in the world, but God is a keeper and a protector of those that love him and serve him.
Amen.
And
yes.
Well, I
Thank
did
you.
Want to ask you a question, Michael. You were talking about the news situation. I wanted to know if you heard about, I think it was in Atlanta, how they had drew some water, and it's the water drain that comes from people's showers and their sinks and things of that nature, and they were testing the water for monkeypox.
No.
Did you hear about that?
I did not hear that. No.
This was in Atlanta on the news.
That the monkeypox germ is in water? It can be transmitted?
That's what they were saying in the news.
Wow.
In Atlanta.
So then it's like polio, because they're having that issue in some part of New York, New York or New Jersey. They tested water samples, and they came back for, I forget the exact term, but somehow or another there's polio in the water.
Wow.
And they were saying there are some things that you have to do. That's scary.
Yeah. That's very uncomfortable. My dad actually contracted polio when he was 11 months old.
Mm.
So that affected him, and he's spent a lot of time in hospitals, a lot of time during his early years. So, wow.
Yes, I was reading his book, and what a story of overcoming challenges and fighting for survival and fighting to live. Yes, that is really something. Mm-hmm. I did not see that story in Atlanta. I'm just Googling now. They said they tested it, but it doesn't look like they have found it. But you know,
okay.
It's kind of early for these things. Remember when COVID first came out, there was so much we did not know, and we know a lot more now. So
absolutely.
You know, we're learning about these things, and it just seems like it just seems like these things are coming one after another. And I know there's a spiritual mm-hmm. component to this. I know it. That these things are coming at us, and I hear that because man is taking over parts of the earth that we were not intended to live on every piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
And as we intrude on, that's why the animals are coming after us. They always try to say that, though there are not more shark attacks, they're not angry. Look, we are living on oceans more than ever. There are so many mm-hmm. hotels, beaches, houses on
mm-hmm.
on the ocean front. There's so many people in boats and ships. You mm-hmm. think that it's not crowding out sharks and other sea animals? We are intruding on
changing the environment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Bears walking down
mm-hmm. polar bears.
Streets and mm-hmm. foxes and snakes. Look, snakes in the Everglades. Pythons are not native to the Everglades. You know what? That was from, and mm-hmm. I did a news story on that the other day. That's from people's pets bringing them mm-hmm. in from other places. Mm-hmm. And then as we intrude on the forest and jungles and all that, there are mm-hmm. organisms that are being now exposed to us that were never, that's where a lot of these things are coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's bring it to
the hood, okay? To my, one of the
well, it's flooding in Las Vegas. It's flooding in Las Vegas, so this is a real conversation.
Oh,
I saw a video yesterday.
Real. Oh, mm-hmm. wow. Let's bring it to the hood. One of the ladies at the church, she lives near Denby High School, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There were four or five deer trampling around
mm-hmm.
on her front lawn.
Yes.
Now, that we wouldn't normally see that unless we start going out into suburbs.
Exactly.
But deer.
I live in Rosedale Park, and we have deer that walk through our neighborhood because we're close to Brightmoor. And mm-hmm. Brightmoor is a part of the city that's overgrown and has a lot of abandoned houses. They've raised a lot of them, but they have an explosion of deer. And so it's been a couple of times me and my sons have, been in our house, and all of a sudden we see a deer walking down the street. We're like, is that a deer in the city?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, more and more. There's nowhere else to go.
Christy is right.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere mm-hmm. else for these to go. So all these people swimming all over the place, you don't think these sharks are, you don't think that they're noticing this? All these people in the water,
mm-hmm.
yes, they notice it. You're intruding on their space. That's where they live.
Yeah.
That's where they live. You know, anyway, let me take a break. When we come back, let's get to the weather, and because Missionary Humphrey's going to be coming up shortly, we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Prime, which provide you with unlimited funding. This is our Tier 3 program. We find them, we fix them, we flip them. 100% financing program. This program gives you the ability to partner with Benjamin Brothers Realty and broker deals with 50-50 partners. We purchase, we pay for materials, we pay for labor, and you benefit. This means Benjamin Brothers Realty will, number one, train you on how to find the deal and provide the contract to lock in the deal. Number two, we train you on how to build your team with contractors and pay all labor costs. Number three, Benjamin Brothers Realty provides all financing for materials. Number four, your obligation is to tune in every Monday and Thursday and pay a one-time only sales agent fee of $2,500. Number five, after all fees are paid, next is a big check, the 50-50 split. Incentives on being a sales agent include building your team, profiting on your efforts, $250 upfront referral fee, or 5% off the first deal, 2.5% from the person who signed you up, and 2.5% from Benjamin Brothers Realty, totaling 5%. Incentives on being a senior sales agent include sign up for sales agents, and you receive 5% royalty for as long as your team is active. Does this sound like a good deal to you? I thought so. Give us a call today at 331-248-7120. Talk to you soon.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, we're back. Kimberly, what's the weather like today and the rest of the week?
So today it is 69 and it's cloudy outside. Today our high will be 71. Our low will be 60, and it will stay cloudy today. There may be a chance of a shower later on this afternoon. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. The high will be 78 with a low of 60. On Tuesday, partly cloudy again, a high of 80 with a low of 62. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 81, a low of 62. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 83 and a low of 63. On Friday, partly cloudy with the highest that we'll get this week at 85 and a low of 65. And on Saturday, partly cloudy skies continue with a high of 85 and a low of 65. So it's going to be partly cloudy. The best chance for rain are today and possibly a slight chance for tomorrow. And then the rest of the week, it's just cloudy.
Yeah, it got a little cool, but it looks like it's going to warm up by the end of the end of the week. Thank you for that. Yeah. All right. I was downtown this weekend. It was really nice. The weather was nice. This was the first time I really enjoyed walking around downtown Detroit at night, in the evening. And there were just hundreds and hundreds of people doing the same thing. And it just it just seemed like another city. And it was so refreshing because I have not seen that type of activity downtown. A walkable downtown, and it looks like we finally got that here. You know, a walkable downtown, we think about Chicago, we think about L.A., we think about Atlanta and Miami. But this weekend, I got a chance to walk around downtown. Mrs. Van Tool and I were walking around and just looking. We were looking at the new Hudson's Tower, the progress on the tower. We were looking at some of the new restaurants. We were looking at the menus. But I got to tell you this, we We stopped at one restaurant. Oh, and I like the fact that they had the outdoor patios, because I love eating outside. I love sitting down and eating outside. And so they had all these patios, and you know, normally I would have to go to Royal Oak or Birmingham or Ferndale to sit down at a restaurant outside in the summertime. But downtown Detroit has it now. However, I did notice the prices were pretty stiff. The average price of an entree for the restaurants, those new restaurants that we kind of peeped in and looked at, was around $25 to $30 per person. There was one I looked, and there was a ribeye, I guess a bone-in ribeye. It was like $75. There was something else on the menu for like over $100. Just, I'm talking about an entree for one person. So there are some pretty stiff prices, but it also kind of has that have and have not feel, though. You know, I felt that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about how much it costs to go downtown. Think about how much it costs to go to a Tigers game. A family of four.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly, both of you guys have families.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it expensive now to take a family downtown Detroit?
So Miles, my oldest friend, went to a Tigers game this summer as part of a summer program. Actually, it was through Franklin. And he said we had given him money to be able to buy himself snacks. They weren't taking cash. They were only taking cards. So either you had to have a credit card or a bank card, meaning a debit card. So you had to go to a machine to buy whatever this particular card is and, I guess, have the money loaded onto that. But then even a slice of pizza, I think, was $6. So that's not including the beverage. Like, the beverage, I think, was another $6. So essentially, Michael, you're talking about the restaurant. You're probably spending $15 to $20 basic, like a slice of pizza, probably a pop or, you know, some type of a drink, and maybe one other small something, knick-knack, to eat. So we're not talking peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. We're not talking about peanuts. We're not talking about cotton candy or any of this stuff. I don't know if the vendors were still working through the stands. But the fact that if you don't have that and you just want to go to a Tiger game, I guess you just have to sit there and be hungry and thirsty, because
I know
if you don't have
$20,
you can't afford it. Mm-hmm.
Right. I just wanted to bring that up. Missionary Humphrey's about to get on there, but I just thought I'd bring that up. I mean, I had a great time downtown, but it sure is getting expensive. All right, when we come back, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
But now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace. It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace. It was amazing. So very amazing.
Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Inspirational Community Affairs Program, brought to you by the Law Offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. and now a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri, a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit's spiritual ambassador, Missionary Patty Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our order. Let me say this. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, and now be forever. God bless all of y'all. It's so good to hear your voices this morning.
It's good to hear you too, Missionary. The Sunday morning team is here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, and speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. It's so great to hear your voice and to be on air with you. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, good morning from Greater Pentecostal Temple. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Vantool. Good morning to our Sunday morning team. And good morning to the one and only Missionary Hattie Humphrey. It's so good to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you.
Missionary, the days go by so fast. It seemed like I just talked to you like maybe hours ago, but it was days ago. Isn't that something? I told you, I said, I'll talk to you before the weekend is over. And here it is, Sunday already. I tell you, time waits for no one. Time moves on, I tell you. So how are you this morning, Missionary?
Well, I'm doing fine, little eyesight, but I'm doing fine, getting ready to start off the day with my church first and another church, and we asking your prayers this morning before we start off. Sister Tony Booker had death in her family. We praying for her. It's trouble all over the land, but I thank God for all of us being together. There is no secret what our Lord can do. We can praise him forever. I'm so proud of our team. I don't know what to do. I feel good this morning, like I've been drinking whiskey, but I've been drinking the gospel.
Amen. Amen. And it's good. I could feel your energy right now, Missionary.
Yeah.
You've got energy this morning, I tell you. Missionary is one of those people. She'll be out working in the yard. She'll be doing the garden.
Working in my garden.
That's right. That's right. And you know.
And since you pull that stunt up, let me tell you, I walk around a block, about a couple blocks. I keep myself going. My body is real good. But me and the
Amen.
Lord, we have a good time going on. That would be nice for some of my audience that's out there this morning. You don't have to grow old. And then if you're lonely, for the widows and for those that don't have nobody in their family and done pass on, God is with you. You must do something with your body. Get up and clean up, or if you don't, start walking. And when you walk, start talking to God. God loves all the elderly. You got to do something, too. Wake up. Wake up, city.
Wake
up, land.
That's
it's
right.
It's time to wake up.
I'm going to take a cue from Missionary. I'm not going to, you know, as I get older, I'm not going to act old, you know. Some people embrace it.
That's true.
And they take it on, and they actually cause themselves to slow down.
Right.
I'm not going to take it on like that. I'm going to, if I've got good health and strength, I'm going to get up like Missionary. Wake up, get up and go, do things and be active. I tell you. Greg Burkhart, Sunday morning team member at large. I can't wait to hear from Greg. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. It seems like it's been a long time, and it's so nice to be back with my spiritual brothers and sisters here.
Yes, Greg, we're glad you're here. You know, we've gotten used to it because you do what the rest of the Sunday morning team does. You prepare. And one thing I learned Don't come on the Sunday morning team unprepared, because we're going to be able to tell. And I just love the way you come on prepared. You've got your touch. You've got your everything written out. And I learned that a long time ago, because I would just kind of get on the radio without even doing my research, and the Sunday morning team, they would call me out. So I had to get ready. This is a sharp team, Craig.
Well, we all try to wing it at times. That's true.
But, yeah, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. true. That's
I
true.
I just have a short thing to say and then a favor to ask. Sure. I actually just walked out of church, and mm-hmm. we talked about the fire of God's love. And the preacher closed with something, and he's asking people to speak more of the language of the heart of Jesus, the mm-hmm. language of love. I did prepare this before church, though, I will tell you. But he said, try today to say God bless you to someone, or have a blessed day. I just think that's a lovely wish. It can really be contagious when you do it, the more you try to do it. And so I want everybody to take care and have a good day, and it's so good to be with you all. And I have a little favor to ask. I have some family members and some friends of mine that are going through some health issues, and it's a powerful spiritual group we have that's led by the example of missionary. And I just would like everybody, when you're going through your days, to say a little prayer for my family and friends, because I know that will help.
Oh, yes.
I have the faith that it does.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely, Greg, we definitely will. And we will do that before we get off the air this morning. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for that message, because we really need this now. Every day we hear about people that just, it's like, did they just snap or something and just do something crazy? People are so stressed out and uptight about things. You're afraid to say anything to anybody because they're going to snap back at you. You know, I read where somebody, they heard some loud music next door, and you're afraid to go to your neighbor and tell them turn down the music, because they may snap back at you. I mean, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what people are going through. And just that comment about, you know, have a blessed day, God bless you, thank you, just say some good things, because people are just on the edge these days. They're on the edge, and they're ready to
Greg,
snap.
We thank God for Greg this morning. I love him. Madam America, thank God for the team. We've been heard all over in St. Louis. We wanted all across in Ohio. They're listening to us this morning. And they like that great. They like all of us. God loves us, and we love people. That's why we're on the air. We're not on just for ourselves. For all of you that are troubled in mind, worried, we care about you here on this community. We care about all of you. And I'm asking everybody, you don't have to do a lot. Just Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is right there with you. All you got to do is just open up your heart. Keep talking to him. He'll talk back.
Yeah.
I know my staff to let you know he'll talk back. Because we're a witness. How do you think we're standing? If the Lord wasn't on our side, we wouldn't be as strong as we are today. We love God, and God loves you. Remember, God needs you too, as well as you need him.
Yes. You know what, missionary, I think we're going to do something a little bit different this morning. I'm going to say a little prayer for the Burkhart family, and then if somebody else wants to say a prayer, Let's just go around. I mean, everybody doesn't have to, but just if you. So I'll start it off.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Lord, thank you for this family, Burkhart family. Lord, we ask that you protect them, protect their going out, their coming in, protect them from danger seen and unseen, heal them, and bring your power to cover them and protect them. We ask that you would keep them healthy, we ask that you would keep them safe, that you would build up their defenses, that you would protect them and guide them and give them all the tools needed to walk out in your light. Keep them in your light, Lord, and bless this family and keep them in your care in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 That's a good prayer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. What prayer and the gospel couldn't do cannot be done. Remember
yes.
that. What prayer and the
mm-hmm.
gospel can't do, it, nothing
it can
be
done.
Right. Amen.
There's a powerful thing.
Yes. It changes things. You know, people, they always say that, but a lot of people don't understand how encompassing it is. It prayer doesn't change one little thing. It starts to change. It's groundbreaking. It's
mm-hmm.
it's shattering.
Absolutely.
It covers so much. And, you know, look, let me let a real preacher say something, Evangelist Christie.
Yeah.
You know,
you're doing good,
you know,
Michael.
I'm not even qualified.
Prayer does change things. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. That doesn't
uh-huh.
mean that we have to walk around being loud and obnoxious and praying
right.
all in people's faces. But we are to pray just throughout our day when we arise mm-hmm. in the noonday, in the evening, before we go to bed. And you know what? Prayer is communication with the Heavenly Father that created all things. The most powerful being in the universe is God. And we have the opportunity to be in communication with our Heavenly Father. And as a
yeah.
result, He steps in and changes things on our behalf. The Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer, the fiery, effective prayers of the righteous, those that live for Him, availeth much. So if you go to Him in faith and believe that He will, know that He can, He will change things for you. I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Yes.
That's right.
And I pray before I get on the radio Sunday mornings. I pray before I tape on Thursday. I pray before I do anything like speaking somewhere, you know,
mm-hmm.
because what I find out that it clears up, like it takes, it removes the confusion. It takes the tension away. Any destructive behavior around you, it just quiets and shuts it down. A lot of people don't understand that's the power of prayer. Right before you,
mm-hmm.
you know, right. And I know, Evangelist Christie, I know because you are doing sermons all the time, and I know that you know what this is all about. That prayer. A missionary's been doing it forever, and we all do. But that prayer before you get up and speak clears everything out, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Yeah.
And the enemy can't stand when we have that communication with our
right.
Heavenly Father because
mm-hmm.
He wants to bring confusion and disruption
yes.
and dis-ease. I know we say disease. But we break it down and we say dis-ease. Any dis-ease in the body doesn't come from God. So He hates it
mm-hmm.
when we have that communication with God because He knows that God is going to answer for us. He's going to show up for us because we love Him.
Amen.
All
right.
Amen.
Amen.
That love him.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead.
I must say I'm very proud of our team, and I want you to know the team is reaching across. They called me through the week, and they love you all. And we blessing our whole city today, blessing everybody.
Amen.
My other girl, let me hear from my other girl. Well, I heard from all. Let's hear from the other one.
Good morning, missionary. Thank you for that. So I'm going to take us over to Philippians 4:6. It says,
all right.
Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything, and I mean everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Michael and Christy and Missionary, you are so correct. You pray about everything before you go. Even when I get ready to do this morning show on Sunday mornings, I get up and pray before I come on the show, and I ask God to give me utterance and use me to be his tool. When I am speaking to my children, when they have done something that has upset me, I'll stop and pray. Father, guide me in what I need to say. Guide me in what I need to say to my husband to help uplift him or whatever it is. So that way I'm not doing damage. I'm building up. I'm instructing.
All right.
Those types of things. You use prayer, as you said, Michael, to get rid of drama and confusion and as Christy said, keeping the lines of communication open. I pray over everything. My friends crack up because I love M&M's. And so if you give me a bag of M&M's, you will watch me. I'm going to say a prayer. If you praying over some M&M's, I sure am. I'm going to pray over a Coca-Cola, whatever it is. I'm going to pray over it because God has blessed me with it. And I'm praying that whatever it is going to be helpful for me. And so just pray about everything. And as Missionary says, if you're going to pray, why worry? If you're going to worry, why pray? Keep God first and all will be well.
That's right. And what I like about prayer is that sometimes we may not see the evidence of it, but when you pray, it's God is acting on that prayer right away.
Mm-hmm.
He is making things happen that we don't see, so that when it comes to reality, you understand that it's almost like a current of running water under, you know, the like Detroit River. See, I ain't trying to preach. Let me stop. But you know, the Detroit River has the current running down there, and it's deep. And that's what prayer does. Prayer runs deep, and the changes occur deep down, so that by the time you see it, God has already been working on this the moment you, before you even finished praying, before you said amen, he started working on it already. Let me stop.
That's good, Michael, because that reminds me of Daniel when he had prayed, and you know, many of us, many people take it as the Daniel fast, but he refused to eat the king's meat. And when he prayed, it took 21 days for his answer to come. But the Bible tells us that his prayer was heard as soon as he prayed it. But the angel of the Lord was held up at the Prince of Persia. So you're absolutely right, Michael. As soon as we pray the prayer, the Lord has heard it, and he is sending an angel to deliver your answer, your healing, whatever it is that you need. But then there's the enemy that's fighting against you receiving what you've prayed for. So home praying.
Wow.
The answer is coming. The healing is coming. The help is coming. We just have to stay consistent in prayer and believe that it will be done.
Wow. Yeah. Oh,
amen.
Thank you for that confirmation there. Thank you so much. Missionary, you were saying something?
I just wanted to say, just got called from Ohio, from Toledo. They're very proud of our team. We talk so much about God. I said, well, the reason they talk about God, that's because God knows them and he knows you. I tell them also, listen, another thing I want to say to the audience, you don't just call on God when you get in trouble. You should always love him like loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to God before you get in trouble.
You know,
make him one of your daily problems.
Yes, you're right. Some people fall into that trap and they only, what do they call them, foxhole prayers? You know, you just call them when you under fire, you know? I think that term originated, I think, in World War One or World War Two. You know, when they had to go down in the foxholes to hide from the enemy, and they would have to pray They would have to pray down in the foxholes because they were getting shot at. And
right.
So God knows. See, he knows when you pray. He knows when you don't call. You don't call and have a regular conversation of meditation and prayer, or you know, on Monday. You only call him when you at the gas station. Somebody holding up the gas station. All of a sudden, now you trying to pray. You know, you can't just pray on the fire. You got to pray all the time. He knows when he knows when we're doing that. God sees everything. They forget.
Right. Yeah. Be happy in your hope. Stand your ground when you're in trouble, and devote yourself to prayer. That's Romans 12:12.
They only call on him when things are going bad, you know. But when things are going good, they don't even say nothing like, "Thank you, God, for today. This is beautiful. Thank you for this new suit that I got," and all that. You forget about him when things are going good, but just let something bad happen. All of a sudden, now you praying. But, you know, he sees all that. This ain't no magic trick, you know?
It's not at all.
God is here.
Not
is real.
In the Bible. That's right.
Some people think that it's just, you know, that's the only time you need to talk to him. But you need to talk to him all the time. All right.
I also want to say this morning that I got many calls from my team with us today. I'm very proud of all of them. And I told somebody we was at another church, and the lady was saying about listen to your program. I said, now listen, my team don't just practice for the radio to come. They live with God every day.
That's right. God is with them.
That's why they are stronger there. Sometimes through the night, I get up and thank God. I don't just have to be in church. Matter of fact, God is with us right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling them about it. And when we do that, like many years ago, somebody at Belle Isle was going to commit suicide. We said something, save a lot of people. But I want to say also this morning, though my eyes seem to be dimming on me, but I'm going to be all right. I thank God for bringing me this far, 94 years. And I'm right now, soon I get through with you, I'm on my way out to Mayflower. Then from Mayflower to Robert Garden with Tony Booker. We want to pray for them this morning.
Great, yeah. And I know, missionary, you've got busy days, especially on Sundays, but really throughout the week, too. So. Let me just mention about Attorney Cliff Paschal. You know, they have been around since 1968. Experienced injury trial lawyers working for you. Over the years, they've done countless personal injury cases. The experience in this area is extensive, and their record of success is documented. And, you know, they have handled cases like workplace injuries, medical and dental malpractice, wrongful death, auto accidents, truck, tractor, trailer, 18-wheeler, semi-truck accidents, motorcycle accidents, especially this, you know, every summer, all these motorcycles, they're racing all up and down the streets, you know, pedestrian accidents. Attorney Cliff Paschal and the law firm Paschal, Chashman & Walker handles all of those cases. Here's the number. It's a toll-free number we've got here, 800-826-0101. Missionary, when we first got on at 9 o'clock, we did talk about the Franklin Wright Back to School rally. That's just one of the things that, you know, Franklin Wright helps a lot of kids. They have the after-school enrichment program, summer enrichment, the annual college tour, the early childhood development, the teen center, youth success academy. The programs like these serve so many children who may not have the basics that we take for granted. And the dedicated and committed staff at Franklin Wright works hard every day, not only to make sure that children are taken care of, but to enrich their lives in hopes of a better future. Franklin Wright Settlements, just great. Great to be affiliated. We've got three board members here on the program today, Missionary Humphrey, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, and myself. Here's the number for Franklin Wright, 313-579-1000. All right. Well, you know, I'm so glad we got a chance to talk about prayer this morning. And that's how I'm going to promote this program today on social media. I'm gonna put that we focus on prayer. God just gave us that. And, you know, he gave us this message through Greg Burkhardt, the message and the power of prayer. So we appreciate that. Greg, we appreciate you. Thank you for, you know, calling us and giving that positive reinforcement this morning of giving good news to people and saying, you know, bless you, God bless you. Something so simple makes a difference. Mm-hmm. Missionary, you got the final word here.
All I got to say, if you take the Lord God with you, everywhere you go, all will be well. May the Lord bless everybody.
Thank you, Sunday morning team. Thank you. Have a great Sunday today. Enjoy the day. God bless you. As Greg Burkhardt said, God bless you. So let me start
God
it off.
God bless you all.
Yes, God bless you. Have a great
Amen
day.
Amen to all.
Amen.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace. It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace, it was amazing, so very amazing. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh,
now I can see. He could have been. Amazing grace,
amazing.
Oh,
simply amazing.
Glad that I know about it.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Oh,
so very amazing.
Amazing.
It was amazing. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Talking about your amazing grace. Never seen anything like it. Oh,
this is my favorite part, y'all.
And it's not expensive, essential, but financial. You'll appreciate how we articulate, when we communicate, and we educate, and we motivate, and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, experts in small business support services. Call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tool Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.